From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, Breaking Study, infant mortality surged 37% and birth defect deaths jumped 46% after COVID-19 vaccine rollout. A major new peer-reviewed study we just published in Medical Research Archives has uncovered a shocking reversal. After 2 decades of steady progress, infant mortality surged 37% since 2020, congenital abnormality deaths jumped 46%, and registered live births collapsed by 24%, all coinciding with expanded vaccination campaigns in the Philippines. The study is titled Global Implications of Vaccination and Rising Infant Mortality in the Philippines, authored by Sally A. Clark, Claire Rogers, Miller Raditich, Nicholas Hulsher, myself, Kirsten Cosgrove, Breen Craven, M. Nathaniel Mead, and James A. Thorpe. Using official Philippine Statistics Authority data on 41.7 million births and over 546,000 infant deaths from 2000-2024, plus Department of Health vaccination records, we documented a sharp turnaround after 2 decades of steady progress. Infant mortality rate fell to a historic low of 11.05 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2020. Then it rose 37% to 15.11 by 2024, a statistically significant jump p0.0001 that erased more than 20 years of gains in just 5 years. At the same time, registered live births dropped 24% from their 2012 peak p0.0001, with an accelerating decline after 2019. We found clear temporal links between rising infant deaths and key elements of the national vaccination program. Mortality peaks across the first year of life align precisely with the national immunization program schedule. Birth doses of hepatitis B and BCG coincided with early neonatal spikes. 6, 10, and 14-week doses of PCV, pentavalent, and polio vaccines matched major post-neonatal peaks, especially months 2-4 and month 7. Pneumococcal conjugate vaccine PCV coverage surged from 24% in 2015 to 76% in 2023. The correlation with infant mortality was extremely strong. R equals 0.93, P equals 0.00074 from 2015-2023 and R equals 0.77, P equals 0.016 when including 2024 data. National catch-up vaccination campaigns in April-June 2022 and 2023 were followed by clear monthly spikes in infant deaths. In 2024, with no nationwide campaign, those peaks were noticeably lower. The sharp reversal also coincides precisely with the national COVID-19 vaccination rollout. As a result, the first birth cohorts gestated after widespread maternal COVID-19 vaccination starting in 2021 experienced the dramatic infant mortality rise, along with a 46% increase in congenital abnormality deaths and major spikes in respiratory diseases plus 124%, infectious/parasitic diseases plus 125%, and unexplained sudden deaths plus 106%, including SIDS. The program launched in March 2021, with professional societies actively recommending the shots for pregnant women. By early 2023, 70.3% of the eligible population and a striking 88.8% of adults aged 18-59, the prime reproductive age group, were fully vaccinated. Although these data are derived from the Philippines, the implications are global. Similar vaccination schedules, products, and maternal COVID-19 vaccination strategies have been implemented worldwide. Notably, our findings align with recent analyses of U.S. CDC death certificate data demonstrating a break in decades-long declining infant mortality trends beginning in 2021, alongside significant excess mortality among young children. After decades of steady improvement, the abrupt and sustained reversal in infant mortality alongside parallel rises in congenital abnormalities and multiple cause of death categories represents a clear and unprecedented public health signal that cannot be ignored. Epidemiologist and Foundation Administrator, McAuliffe Foundation, support our mission, McAuliffe.org. Please consider following both the McAuliffe Foundation and my personal account on X, formerly Twitter, for further content.